This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1912. Signs You Have Too Much Debt. By James Lambridis of DebtMD.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today, I'm featuring a new author for you on the show. I'll tell you about James after the article. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Signs You Have Too Much Debt by James Lambridis of DebtMD.com. Everyone has bills to pay. This is a fact of life. Mortgage, auto loan, car insurance, utilities, credit cards, medical bills, student loans, the list can go on forever. It's when we let our bills affect our quality of life that it becomes a serious problem. You know your finances better than anyone, but when figuring out whether you need to lower your overall debt balances, it starts with calculating your debt-to-income ratio, or DTI. Debt-to-income ratio. DTI is the percentage of your gross income, or income before taxes, that goes to paying your debt obligations. Debts typically included in this calculation are your monthly mortgage or rent payment, minimum credit card payments, auto loan payments, student loan and personal loan payments, monthly alimony or child support, and anything else that shows up on your credit report. Along with your credit score, DTI is factored into most lending decisions by banks and financial institutions to gauge your credit worthiness as a borrower. While most people are much more concerned with having a good credit score, DTI should not be overlooked. To give a concrete example, let's say your monthly income is $5,000 before taxes. You pay $1,000 per month for your mortgage, $500 per month for credit card bills, and another $300 per month for an auto loan. Your DTI would be the sum of $1,500 and $300 divided by $5,000, which equals 36%. Most lenders would consider 36% a decent DTI. While there's room for improvement, assuming your credit score is at a reasonably good level, with a DTI of 36%, you would have no issue securing a mortgage, getting approved for an auto loan, or obtaining a new credit card. DTI standards. According to Wells Fargo, a 35% DTI or below is viewed as favorable. You can find guidelines used by Wells Fargo to make a lending decision. While every lender might have their own standards, they should not vary significantly from the ones here. 35% or less, good DTI. Relative to your income, debt is at a manageable level. 36 to 49%. Opportunity to improve. Debt is being managed adequately, but you may want to consider lowering your DTI. 50% or above. Take action. You may not have much money left over to save or spend, and your borrowing options will be limited by lenders. What can I do to lower my DTI? There's no secret formula for lowering your debt-to-income ratio. However, there are two effective ways to improve your DTI. One, increase your income, or two, decrease your expenses. Doing both at the same time will work wonders for your DTI. To increase your income, you should try picking up more hours or shifts at your current employer if possible, or try working a side gig in your free time. To decrease your expenses, if you have enough equity to do so, refinancing your mortgage to lower your monthly payment can be helpful. You can also look into refinancing your auto loan to do the same. When it comes to credit card debt, it can become tricky. There are options to help accelerate the payoff of credit cards, such as a debt consolidation loan, credit counseling, or debt settlement. Before choosing one of these options, be sure to educate yourself on them to make sure it's the best option for your unique financial situation. Telltale signs you have too much debt. Calculating your debt-to-income ratio is the surest way to determine whether your debt is a serious problem. However, here are some more practical signs that you should look into lowering your overall debt load. Your debt balances won't go down despite making payments each month. You have no money left over at the end of each month. You have less than $500 in savings. You have to resort to the use of credit cards for basic necessities such as groceries, clothing, and utility bills. You've used your credit card for a cash advance. Your debt has affected your relationships with a significant other or family member. You have recently been late on a debt payment, or your credit score has gone down. If you're experiencing one or more of the previously mentioned in your personal financial life, it may be time to hunker down and get your debt to a more manageable level. In the end, if your debt is negatively affecting your quality of life and hindering the things you wish to do, it's time to create a plan to pay it off. One thing to remember, doing nothing is the worst thing you can do. Making minimum payments is the equivalent of a hamster spinning on the wheel. You will never get anywhere. In order to make a real dent, you should try to double or even triple the minimum payments. It's only then when you will see progress. If this isn't doable, you should look into debt consolidation. Know the difference, good debt versus bad debt. We've established that at some point in your life, you'll have debts to pay. Keep in mind that not all debt is bad. The more good debt that you have, the more money that will remain in your pocket, and the better your overall financial health will be. The key to achieving your financial goals is being able to distinguish the difference between the two and having the right allocation of good debt and bad debt on your books. Good debt. Good debt is used to purchase something that grows in value, such as a home, or an investment that can pay dividends in the future, like a college education. These debts always have lower interest rates that are usually fixed and don't fluctuate. Other examples of good debt are home equity loans or lines of credit, as well as small business loans. If the debt is tied to an asset which can appreciate in value, this usually means it's a good debt. If the debt can either directly or indirectly help you earn income at some point down the road, you can classify it as good debt as well. Bad debt. Bad debts will almost always have a higher interest rate that can sometimes fluctuate, also known as a variable rate. Examples of bad debts are long-term auto loans, unsecured personal loans, and credit cards. Staying away from bad debts is key to ensuring that your DTI remains at a healthy level, and more importantly, keeping your hard-earned money in your pocket. If you find yourself in a difficult financial situation with high debt balances, you should focus on paying down your bad debt first. Once your bad debts are cleared, you'll find you have much more cash flow and your quality of life will be that much better. Things to remember. Debt isn't always a bad thing, and it's not a crime to owe money. If that were the case, we would all be in jail. With that being said, it's important to stay on top of your debt situation and take the necessary steps to lower your debt when necessary. Also, know the difference between good and bad debt and the implications of having each of them. If you're hampered by credit cards, medical bills, or student loan debt and want to look into options to pay it off faster, use our Smart Debt Analyzer. You can also find more useful tips and advice on our blog. 3 takeaways. Number 1, know how to calculate your DTI as well as the guidelines that lenders use to make lending decisions. Number 2, know when to realize that you have too much debt and need to do something about it. And number 3, keep bad debt at a minimum. You just listened to the post titled Signs You Have Too Much Debt by James Lambridis of DebtMD.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
And thank you to James. He's the founder and CEO of DebtMD. After graduating college, James worked in the debt relief industry, advising clients on their best options for becoming debt-free. When he's not helping people regain their financial freedom, you can find James reading, playing basketball, and traveling. He devotes much of his time to assisting Greek organizations, both domestic and abroad. James has a degree in finance from Penn State University and an MBA from New York University's Stern School of Business. Come by debtmd.com for more great articles and much more. And big thanks to James for letting us share his work. Getting out of debt is usually at the top of the list when we think about financial goals. And credit card debt is particularly hard to dig out of because of those high interest rates. If you pay the minimum every month, you could end up paying triple the price of these items due to the interest compounding over time. I think the best option for addressing credit card debt is pure aggression. Throw as much money as possible at it every month. When I was getting out of credit card debt, I treated it like my hair was on fire. One thing that wasn't mentioned in this article is looking to consolidate debt with a 0% introductory interest rate credit card. There are cards that will offer 0% interest for 18 months, for example. Now, the rate will skyrocket after that. But if you could be super aggressive in that 18 months and pay the debt off, it could be a better option than trying to consolidate with a personal loan. And most importantly, take some time to analyze how you got into this debt in the first place. Was it just from living beyond your means? Or perhaps you didn't have enough in your emergency fund to handle some unexpected expenses? In my case, I think my debt got out of control because I didn't understand money management. Even when I had the money to pay off credit cards, I would choose to hold on to the cash because it helped me feel safer in the moment to have cash in the bank. I didn't have a strong financial plan or overall understanding of the most optimal way of deploying my income. Understanding that credit card debt should be avoided at all costs is part of it, but also changing your behaviors and habits when it comes to spending and managing your money is critical. This is going to ensure that you won't get back into credit card debt after you dig your way out. And that's another episode of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for your support and for listening every day, of course. We wouldn't be here without you and our contributing authors, both new and old. Have a great start to your weekend, and I'll be back with another post for you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.